whaps me on the side of the head and the screen goes blank. After my father's funeral, I donated the contents of our house to Goodwill. I put the house on the market. When I found a buyer, I took the money and walked away from Indiana. I got on a plane to New York, and from the day I landed, I only spoke with an English accent. And if anyone asked where I was from, I told them I was from Elstree, north of London, where the film studios are. I felt liberated. Special. I felt like I was finally being myself. When I got into my 30s, I thought of leveling with people about where I came from. To test the water, I told one person who moved to the West Coast, we don't have any friends in common, he had such an adverse response.
I'll never see you in the same light. I'll never see you the same way.
He stopped returning my calls. I thought, I'm not telling anyone else. All my friends in New York know me as an English person. The Evanston and South Bend years seem like such a thing of the past, irrelevant to me now, so I'm just going to leave things the way that they are, get on with my life. And I didn't think about Harry Clark for years, till one day he reappeared. It was a strange time. I wasn't working, didn't know what to do with myself. I'm wandering around Midtown Manhattan, 6th Avenue and 49th. There's a guy walking ahead of me, and I don't know why I did this and what made me choose to do it with him, but I thought, I'm going to follow that guy and see where he goes. He walks south on 6th. I trail behind him. This must be what a stalker feels like, or a private detective, or a cop. He crosses the avenue at 48th. I do the same. He ducks into the gap. I follow him into the store. He picks up 4 packs of grey boxer briefs. There's a large sign above them. Special sale. 2 packs of 2 for $20. I hang near the jeans while he stands on line to pay, and when he leaves the store, I follow him out along 46th, keeping about 30 feet behind him. Where are we headed? I'm thinking. Where are you leading me? He goes into the Dean and DeLuca in the lobby of the Paramount Hotel. I wait a few moments and follow him inside. When I get up to the counter, he's paying for an iced coffee. I order an espresso and sit at the empty table next to him. He reaches into his pocket for a little pill container, takes 2 white tablets out of it. I can't read what the label says, washes them down with iced coffee and gets on his phone. I hear him say, Sabine, I don't want to go to couples counseling. I've made the decision.
Sabine!
Sabine, you're not listening to me. It's over. Then he says a few sentences in French, and the call ends, as though this Sabine had hung up on him. He dials another number. I hear him say,
Jed, hey, look, I got some family stuff I have to attend to unexpectedly. I'm not coming back to the office. Gonna head back to Connecticut.
When he hangs up, I think to myself, what are you doing? Get out of here! Leave! On the street, I figure no harm done. He had no idea I was following him. I just got a little glimpse into somebody's life. I won't do it again. It was just my mourning for doing something I'd never done before. Now I know what it's like to follow a stranger around. A few months later, I go to see a play in a little theater in Tribeca. The lights come up for intermission. The person sitting across the aisle from me looks familiar, and I'm thinking, where do I know that face from? I know you from somewhere. I realize it's the guy I followed that day. I must have been staring at him as I tried to figure out who he was, because when I came out of my own head, he was glaring at me. Without thinking, I squint up my eyes and say, Sorry, I didn't mean to stare. I think we've met before. With Sabine?
Oh, yeah,
he says, trying to make it seem like he remembers.
What's your name again?
I feel a surge of panic. What the hell am I going to say? Paralyzed for a moment. Then, oddly calm. It's like another force is pulling me out of my seat toward him. I get up. Look him in the eye, extend my hand, and say, I'm Harry Clark. What's your name again?
Mark Schmidt.